growing. Well, it's just
it's growing.
It's in the opposite manner.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know why it's like that. You know, nationwide, there's not many college men's programs as there is women's. And
interesting.
But it's definitely something that's growing, and we want to be a part of that. We want to get more boys involved. We had a great boys team last year. We had three great, really good boys teams. Well, one that was our most competitive. They ended up going to nationals, finishing in the bronze at nationals. So we're talking about them at a national stage doing really well.
Sweet.
And it was made up mostly of Hunter and Central boys.
Hunter
you know,
Central.
So they're representing locally and doing really well nationally.
So where do you, you've been here for 9 years, 11 years. What's, looking back on your work with CGAVA, what are you really proud of?
I'm really proud, I think, of obviously how the sport has grown. I think I see some of the programs in the area, some schools starting teams, and, you know, I feel like that's a direct, you know, that's part of what we're trying to do is we're trying to grow the sport. And I'm really proud of, I think, the family we've built. I have players now that I've coached when they were much younger who are coming back, and they're right now coaching for us. And that's part of growing the sport is also growing coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of this really cool circle of life. We've had last year, I think alone, we had a majority of our coaches were former players that have gone on to play at college, are now teachers locally and have come back to coach. And that's, I think, been something that I've been really proud of.
So you guys see the volleyball sport is growing at this point.
Absolutely.
You know, where we're losing, golf is kind of diminishing.
Yeah.
football is getting very expensive. It's not going to go away. It's a very popular sport. But in comparison to, so because the girls, that compare with soccer and girls basketball and field hockey, are you guys still trying to catch up to them? Or you?
I think we are playing catch up, but I think it's a steady growth that's been happening. I mean, I think right now the most popular sport in New Jersey is soccer. I think it's offered. You can go to any rec department and sign up a 5-year-old for soccer,
right.
And that's still not available for volleyball.
Okay.
And you look at our, you know, nationally, our women's soccer team had 5 players from New Jersey, so I think definitely the sport in this state is soccer, but you can definitely see an increase with volleyball.
Well, that's a great explanation because the women's soccer team for the Olympics has won 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 6 now.
Yeah.
So if volleyball is starting to get that successful and Karch Karai was keeping the beat for all the women volleyball players there.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that defeat, they still got a bronze medal. So
they did. They had a great tournament.
They had a great tournament. They looked awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you guys are like 10 years behind, but the popularity is starting to show up, and that's great for your sport, and it's great that you guys have such a niche opportunity in this area because, as you said, it's not as widespread in the municipalities at this point.
Yeah, no, it's great. Like I said, I think Karch, he's actually a huge role model in our community, in our volleyball community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what he's done with the national team has trickled down to, I think, the college,
nice.
The colleges, the high schools, and to us. We definitely follow his lead.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center
for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The storm named Hermine is no longer a hurricane, but now a tropical storm, still lashing much of Florida and headed for some other southeastern states, as we hear from Mark Ellis.
Georgia and South Carolina, and that storm will accelerate up the eastern seaboard over the coming few days.
The storm knocking out a lot of power in Florida, over 100,000 outages reported in the Tallahassee area alone. It turns out we will see a list of who Hillary Clinton met with while Secretary of State before Election Day. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The State Department reversed course and will now release the records in mid-October before Election Day. The announcement comes as the Democratic presidential nominee faces accusations she provided more access to the State Department to people who donated to the Clinton Foundation.
Russian President Vladimir Putin saying he thinks it's great the Democratic National Committee documents and emails were hacked, but he says his country didn't do it. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever come home from work to find out that the power's out? You reach the power company and they inform you that it'll be out for another 8 hours. Panic sets in. You've been told to prepare for this before. Bottled water, radio, flashlight, easy to prepare meals. And for the next 8 hours, everyone is on edge. No AC, no TV, no hot dinner tonight. What will happen to your family if this same situation were to last 2 days, a week, or even a month? This is Colonel Rusty Humphreys to tell you about Heaven's Harvest. Heaven's Harvest has long-term storable food and water products that will ensure your family's well-being through any man-made or natural disaster. Don't wait for the power to go out. Go to HeavensHarvest.com and secure your family's well-being today. That's HeavensHarvest.com or call 800-516-4773. Again, 800-516-4773. HeavensHarvest.com. Use promo Rusty and receive free shipping. HeavensHarvest.com. That's HeavensHarvest.com.
A big gun maker is still trying to have a lawsuit dismissed, a suit that was filed by families of 10 victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in 2012. Lawyers for the families are fighting Remington's efforts, saying the company is just trying to preclude discovery and ultimately avoid a trial. Remington is the company that manufactured the rifle that was used by Adam Lanza to kill 20 children and 6 adults at that school.
The message is that we have a lot of issues in this country that we need to deal with.
San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who is still protesting what he sees as racial injustice in America, last night, rather than sitting during the national anthem, as he's done a couple of times before, he kneeled during the playing of the Star Spangled Banner before the NFL preseason game between the Niners and the Chargers in San Diego.
It was also a way to try to show more respect to the men and women that fight for this country.
Kaepernick referring to last night's military tribute before the game. This is USA Radio News.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe's Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It seems some neighbors feel the killing of a Muslim woman in Queens, New York the other night wasn't only a hate crime, but they say Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is partly to blame. Scott Pringle has details.
Community activist Fakhrul Islam Delwar says neighbors are devastated and in shock, first hearing about an imam and his associate killed a few weeks ago in this borough, and now a Muslim woman killed wearing her garb right outside her home here.
We're living in fears, and that should not be, you know, we cannot enjoy our life now.
60-year-old Nazma Khanum stabbed to death, and Fakhrul points his finger at Donald Trump.
Because of a lot of his hate speech and comments that, you know, racial comments and dividing the community.
Is Donald Trump part to blame for this?
I strongly believe so.
Again, that report filed by Scott Pringle in New York. Mosquitoes in Miami testing positive for the Zika virus, as Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez notes that mosquitoes from three traps did test positive for the virus, and he reminded people to drain standing water, especially after Hurricane Hermine's visit, to prevent mosquitoes from multiplying further, as well as to protect themselves against mosquito bites. He said this latest find doesn't mean the Zika virus is an epidemic, but he said steps are being taken to make sure that it doesn't become one. And Samsung recalling all Galaxy Note 7 smartphones sold around the world after some users reported the devices have caught fire. The Note 7's only been out for a few weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Time is 8:06. Time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We have a hurricane statement in effect. Expires today at 8:30. Product covers New Jersey, Delaware, southeastern Pennsylvania, northeast Maryland. Tropical storm Hermine will impact the region over Labor Day weekend and possibly into the middle of next week. So changes to watches and warnings, none at this point. Pretty much be advised that we're going to be experiencing a tremendous amount of wind and a lot of rain, a lot of precipitation. So be prepared for that. Most of it is sea conditions over on the coast as the storm churns the ocean over there. 64 degrees right now in Flemington. Scattered clouds, 0% chance of precipitation. Today will be sunny, highs around 80 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s tonight. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour for Saturday. Sunday, cloudy, breezy, highs in the upper 70s. Northeast winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s on Labor Day. Partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s on Wednesday. Not bad weather for the first week of September. Temperatures in our area, I have 69 over in Reddington, 64 in Lebanon, 60 up in Clinton Township, 63 down in Ringo, 62 in Kingwood, 61 Frenchtown, 63 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunter. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Had the time passed away, all the trouble that we gave, and all those days we spent out by the lake. Has it all gone to waste, all the promises we made? One by one they vanish just the same. But the memories remain in the middle of September.
Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C here, coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel of the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. All about Hunter County, New Jersey. Daughtry singing September. Yes, here into September, Labor Day weekend is coming up. That is the pseudo unofficial close of summer as we move into the fall. Lots of things to look forward to. Football season, school, new life, new lease on business, rejuvenation of what you're going to do to motivate yourself. All that starts as of Tuesday, somehow, some way. Well, some of you are on your commute. Some of you already made a decision to make it a long weekend. Let's see what has in store for us from HERTTeam.com for traffic. Register with HERTTeam.com and you'll get the alerts that I do in and out of Hunterdon County, plus the local roads. Let's see what's going on. You know that we're going to have some unexpected commuting going on early this afternoon. People are trying to rush home. Right now, though, 738 this morning, congestion on 78 eastbound, exit 29 in Bedminster. Congestion approaching exit 29 due to sun glare. How about that? There's that sun glare stuff again. Sun visors, sunglasses, that's the need, the accessories you need to drive safe, sound, and smart. Good morning, Hunter, and on Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. At 8:30, we have Michelle Heidi to talk about the markets for the week. At 8:40, we have Mike at the movies. Mike's going to give us insight into three movies. Perhaps with the rain that's coming, you might be wanting to snuggle up on the couch and take in a couple of movies. At 9 o'clock, we have a newest member of our business community, and that's Ryan Reap. He is the owner of the Chick-fil-A that opened up over there on 31202. And so we're going to have Ryan in and talk all about why he made a decision to open up a Chick-fil-A and why he opened up the specific brand of Chick-fil-A, how he's getting involved in the community, and the unique philosophies that go around being an owner of Chick-fil-A. restaurants. So we'll talk with him about all that from 9 to 10. Looking forward to it. At 10 o'clock, it's Hands Across Hunterdon. Susan Lax comes across the hall here from Hunterdon Helpline, talking to us about the impressive array of volunteers that help try and solve any challenge, problem you might face that has to do with Hunterdon County. Not only does she have volunteers that are doing that, but she also has a tremendous connection with service providers to help achieve those goals. So Susan Lax, Hands Across Hunterdon, comes in 10 to 11. From the basement to the attic, everything in between, Patrick Gregory, Steve Bailey are in from 11 to 12, helping you maintain your home, get it to the best value that you can, have to do some renovations, some maintenance, need something fixed. They can give you some insight into the ins and outs of doing that, and perhaps even give you some insight into how to find the right person to help you with that. So Home Sweet Home's on 11 to 12. Awaken Your Purpose is on from 1 to 2, trying to get you understanding what your motivations, your passions are. Living Consciously with Bob Burns is on from 2 to 3. He helps you as a master motivator, a clinical hypnotherapist, master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming. He's a Reiki master, gives you all that information from 2 to 3. Pat Smits covers legal issues in New Jersey from 4 to 5. And then, we got three attorneys that show up on 5 to 6. It's that time. Football season is about to begin in 1 week. Next Thursday, we have the Denver Broncos facing the Carolina Panthers for the opening game of the season. And Pat Smits is a Packer fan. Bill Wolfson is an Eagles fan. John Manfreda is a Giants fan. They are going to spend the whole hour picking apart what team is going to make it to the playoffs and ultimately win it all. We have NCAA football starting tomorrow. I'm sure they'll talk a little bit about that. The playoff races are going. Pennant races are happening in the MLB. And we just wrapped up the Olympics. All that and more coming on The Sports Guys from 5 to 6. You can get all that on the HuntingtonRadio.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingtonRadio.com. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Time passed away, all the trouble that we gave, and all those days we spent out by the lake. Has it all gone to waste? All the promises we made, one by one they vanished just the same. All the things I still remember.
Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, the Style Council, helping me with BrandonLife.com, celebration observances for the month, week, and day. It's AKC, Responsible Dog Ownership Month. It's All-American Breakfast Month. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder Month. Atrial Fibrillation Month. Baby Safety Month. Backpack Safety America Month. Too many kids are walking around with way too much in their backpacks, and it's affecting their posture and their bone structure. Be Kind to Editors and Writers Month. Blood Cancer Awareness Month. Bourbon Heritage Month. Children's Good Manners Month. Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Cholesterol Education Month. College Savings Month. Eat Chicken Month. Wow, what a coincidence. We're going to have somebody that can talk all about that at 9 to 10. Fall Hat Month. Go Wild During California Wild Rice Month. Great American Low Cholesterol Low Fat Pizza Bake Month. Kind of hard for me to do that one. Gynecology Cancer Awareness Month. Happy Cat Month. Histocytosis Awareness Month. Hunger Action Month. Intergenerational Month. International or National Guide Dogs Month. Let's move on to the week. National Payroll Week. International Enthusiasm Week. National Nutrition Week. Self University Week. National Waffle Week starts on the 4th. Substitute Teacher Appreciation Week starts on the 5th, along with Suicide Prevention Week. And Play Days on the 6th. Moving on to today. It is Bicentennial Day. It's VJ Day. Bring Your Manners to Work Day. Cow Chip Throwing Days. Hug Your Boss Day. National College Colors Day. That's right. Got College Opening Day happening tonight and tomorrow. National Lazy Moms Day. And National No Patrick Day. That's part of SpongeBob SquarePants. So you got plenty to do. Pick something. Get involved. Get ready for National Tailgating Day tomorrow. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Craig Turpin reports on the 1st that Hunterdon Medical Center, site of the annual 9/11 stair climb. So the Raritan Township Fire Company and Hunterdon Medical Center will be hosting a 9/11 stair climb to honor those who died in the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks. The 6th annual stair climb benefits the Feel Good Foundation, which aids still suffering first responders that came to the Fire Department of New York's aid, according to a news release. It is being held at 8 a.m. September 11th at the Hunterdon Medical Center parking deck, 2100 West Cott Drive. The challenge will be to climb the equivalent number of stairs that the FDNY firefighters walked in the World Trade Center prior to the collapse of the two towers. Those taking part in the climb are asked to be in shape, as it takes about an hour and a half to complete. Firefighters are asked to take part in full turnout gear, but it is not required. Light snacks and drinks will be provided according to the news release. This event is open to the public, but firefighter registration will be honored first. Firefighters are encouraged to participate in teams of five. Registration is $100 per team or $25 per person. There is a maximum of 343 climbers. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. It is requested that only one piece of fire or rescue apparatus be brought per organization. For additional information, email climb911@gmail.com. So here we are, 15 years later, and there is a portion of our society that has never forgotten. They continue to bring it to our awareness and raise awareness for the whole situation. So if you want to go participate, or you want to just go and motivate and cheer them on, it's 9:11, 8 a.m., the Medical Center parking lot in Westcott Drive. So it's a sad day in history, but we're trying to make a sad day into a positive experience. And that is that why that is that that is why that is vitamin C for today. Celebrity birthdays from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac for September 2nd, 2016. Actor in Noah, Gavin Cassagno, is 17. In American Carol, Jenna Vogeler is 18. From Paper Towns, Austin Abrams is 20. The Chosen's, Clan Lawley is 21. Blue Mountain State, Rob Ramsey is 30. 17 again, Allison Miller, 31. The Lizzie McGuire Movie, Yanni Gelman is 31. Beyond the Break, Tiffany Hines, 33. Wuthering Heights, Amy Osborne, 33. From Chi Part 1, Roberto Urbina is 33. Two Broke Girls, Jonathan Kite, 37. Rescue Me's, Michael Lombardi is 40. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Samantha Kwan, 41. Dan Southworth is 42. He's from Act of Valor. It's the 43rd birthday of Nicholas Pinnock from Captain America, the First Avenger. Knockaround Guys, Andy Duvall, 43. Comedian and actor of Norbit, Cat Williams, 43. From Next, Sergei Trifunov is 44. The Chosen Ones, Legend of the Raven, Shauna Sand, 45. Stranger Than Fiction, T.J. Jagodowski is 45. Guiding Lights, Cynthia Watros, 48. Television Personality, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Camille Grammer, 48. Final Destination, Kristen Cloak, 48. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Gustav Hammerstein, is 49. Frida, Salma Hayek, is 50. The Mummy, Tuck Watkins, is 50. Former World Heavyweight Boxing Champion, Lennox Lewis, is 51. From The Matrix, Keanu Reeves is 52. Internal Affairs, Anthony Wong Chow Sang, 55. Inside, Llewellyn Davis, Ian Blackman, 57. Matlick's Linda Pearl is 61. Transporting, Keith Allen is 63. Jimmy Connors, tennis champion, is 64. NCIS, Mark Harmon, 65. Shazam, Michael Gray, 65. La Bamba's, Rosanna DeSoto, 66. Television show host, Harvey Levin, 66. Super Cop, Hua Yen, 66. Terry Bradshaw is 68. Basketball Hall of Famer, Nate Tiny Archibald, 68. The Electric Company's Louis Avalos, 70. Martha B. and the Vandellas singer, Rosalind Ashford, 73. R&B singer Joe Simon, 73. Actress in Justice for All, Beverly Sanders, 76. Sam Gooden, Impressions singer, is 77. General Hospital's Mary Jo Catlett, 78. Venus in Blue Jeans, Jimmy Clanton, is 78. Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Chuck McCann's 82. Dancer, choreographer, Marge Champion, 97 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingtonbureau.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. It is time for us to take another break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first hurricane to make landfall in Florida in over 10 years is now a weaker tropical storm, but still causing some big problems, as we hear from correspondent Angela Anderson.
There is heavy rain, flooding, and tens of thousands in the dark. Governor Rick Scott urging all residents to be safe.
We can rebuild a home. We can rebuild a business. We cannot rebuild your life.
The storm expected to move into southeastern Georgia this morning.
The storm will also impact the mid-Atlantic and could be just off the coast of New York City later this holiday weekend. Records of who Hillary Clinton met with during her time as Secretary of State will be coming out soon. After initially saying it couldn't manage to release them before the November elections, the State Department has reversed course, now saying it will release those records in mid-October, before Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
See, if you don't do something about it, you're gonna have taco trucks every corner.
That's part of an unusual warning issued by one of Donald Trump's Latino supporters about what will happen if the Republican presidential nominee is not elected. Here's his full comment.
My culture is a very dominant culture, and it's imposing and it's causing problems. If you don't do something about it, you're going to have taco trucks every corner.
It's Mexican-born Marco Gutierrez, the founder of Latinos for Trump, who made that comment last night on MSNBC. His remarks coming at the end of a day when two of Trump's former high-level Latino supporters dropped the GOP nominee, and a third said he's considering leaving Trump's campaign. Russian President Vladimir Putin saying he thinks it's great that Democratic National Committee documents and emails were hacked, although he insists his country didn't do it. U.S. officials believe the Kremlin was behind it. Putin saying yesterday what's important is that the information did become public. He calls it a public service. This is USA Radio News.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
More election year political news. As we hear, there's been a change in Donald Trump's plans for this weekend. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
Donald Trump will not be speaking when he attends services at an African-American church in Detroit on Saturday. The Republican presidential nominee will instead take part in a heavily scripted interview with the pastor of the Great Faith Ministries International. An 8-page draft obtained by the New York Times shows 12 questions that will be asked by the pastor, as well as responses that Trump is being told to give by his campaign team. The taped interview will be closed to the public and the news media.
A former Playboy model and Baywatch star, Pamela Anderson, is now campaigning against pornography. She's taking up the cause in a Wall Street Journal op-ed. Anderson and Rabbi Shmuley Boteach are writing together that porn is a public hazard, and the two say men should stop watching it because it's for losers. Anderson and the rabbi calling porn a boring, wasteful, and dead-end outlet for lazy people. The most decorated Olympian of all time says he was very happy with his performance at the Rio Games, but was happy to go home as soon as he was done.
I left like a day later, 2 days later.
That was it, yeah, because the other people chose other things to do, and you didn't do that.
On The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC, Fallon there then making reference to Ryan Lochte and three other American swimmers getting in some trouble after the Rio Games.
They didn't CC you on the invite, clearly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All right, it's time for the investment update. Michelle Heidi is not available today, so we'll cover it pretty quickly. First of all, we had a breaking news, the U.S. unemployment rate remained at a low of 4.9% in August, and employers added 151,000 jobs, says the government. So we'll get to that in just a minute. So here we go with the markets. They closed yesterday. Not too significant. We have 18 points up in the Dow at 18,419. 13 almost 14 points for the NASDAQ, 5,227, and the S&P pretty much flat, 2,170, up 0.09. So big gainers was Tesla, most popular stocks. Tesla lost 5.30%. Costco lost 3.63%. Fitbit lost 3.42%, Walmart up 1.96%, Nike up 1.5%. Key stats, the 10-year yield up 0.75%, oil was up 1%, the yen down slightly, euro down up slightly, gold pretty much flat. Japan, flat, 0.01%. The Hang Seng up almost 0.5%, London up 2/3 to 3/4%, and Germany up 0.16. Out of all the sectors for the last 3 months, the electronic technology sector has been up 10% over those 3 months. The health services has been down 0.5%. So things are starting to cool off a little bit. Biggest winners, we had Church and Dwight. Ryan Wynn Resorts up 4.3, Expedia up 3.6, Hewlett Packard Enterprise up 3.17, Newmont Mining up 3.11, Diamond Offshore Drilling down 10, Campbell Soup down 6, Salesforce.com down 4, NRG Energy down 4, and Costco Wholesale down 3.63. Moving on to the news that you need to know. The Labor Department published the August jobs report, and a strong report should justify and likely trigger a move, says Jim O'Sullivan, chief U.S. economist at High Frequency Economics, a research firm. Unfortunately, I fear the report will disappoint this week. The August jobs report is historically weak, sort of. On the first initial print, August has been the worst month in job gains since 2010, but the Labor Department revises each monthly figure twice once it collects more data. After revisions, August is actually in the middle of the pack in terms of monthly job gains, but the Fed won't see any revisions before its meeting in late September meaning a strong number on Friday increases the odds of a rate hike. So what's happening now pre-market based on all of that? Right now the Dow is down 9, the NASDAQ is up 2, and the S&P is down 2. Pre-market we have L Brands is up 3.6, Mosaic up 3, Tesoro is up 2, Endo International up 2.5, Kohl's is up 2.2, Carnival Corp, the cruise line, down 4, Expedia down 2.8, Alliance Data Systems down 2.8, Range Resources down 2.2, and Cimarex Energy is down 2.22. So that's pretty much it at this point. It looks like we're just kind of hovering, and everybody's going to, go home early for the weekend, and so not expecting a lot of volume today. That is the market update, and I'm sure we'll have Michelle Heidi back on Tuesday. We're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a moment.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass. 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory, but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
All right, it's time to talk to my friend Mike. Talking about movies. We got a little bit of a rainstorm coming in over the next couple of days. Perhaps people would like to stay in with some popcorn and watch some movies. So what's going on, Mike? How are you?
Hey, Big C. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. We're doing okay.
All right, cool.
So what are we going to talk about today? We got usually you give us a movie that's in the theaters. So what's out there?
Yeah, let's start there. Florence Foster Jenkins. This is rated PG-13. Is directed by Stephen Frears. It stars Meryl Streep in the title role, Hugh Grant, Simon Helberg, and Nina Arianne. This is a true story of a New York socialite in the 1940s who wishes to be an opera singer.
Okay.
There is, however, a minor complication in the fact that she is gloriously untalented. And she has founded a number of opera clubs and societies where she performs for the other society mavens, and then she decides as a tribute to the fighting men in World War II, this is set during that time, that she is going to rent out Carnegie Hall and she's going to perform. She's really, really very bad. It's a true story.
Wow.
I read some things about the actual about Florence Foster Jenkins, and this film manages to give you some of the biographical stuff as well, and she's a rather lovely person who is gloriously untalented and risks becoming a laughing stock, and she gets popular in a certain way. Her Hugh Grant plays St. Clair Bayfield, her actor husband, and they have a very unconventional relationship, but he does in fact care for her deeply and love her, and he has spent 25 years or more protecting her,
right,
while encouraging her. And Simon Helberg plays her accompanist, who is a young man who's somewhat reluctant when he realizes what he's getting into. But this is really a heartfelt film, and it's a funny film, and it manages also it quite well to convey the love that this woman has for people and of opera and for the people around her, and it is funny, but it also has heart because you certainly will want to in some way protect Ms. Jenkins from herself. Also, part of the film is the very unconventional relationship, but loving relationship between Meryl Streep's character and Hugh Grant's character. So it does have those things. It is heartfelt. It is funny, and you should see it.
Wow, that's fascinating that person doesn't have that self awareness to that level.
Well, yeah, but that's it. That's why it's funny. Because she, and once again, Streep does a marvelous job because she has to. I mean, it's beyond cacophonous what comes out of this woman's throat, and it's funny. But you've got to be. It strikes me that we've heard Meryl Streep sing on film before, but it strikes me as this was perhaps a more difficult task.
Yeah.
It's
just not in your psyche to sound bad intentionally.
Precisely. Right. There was a great deal of effort, but it pays off here. And Hugh Grant really does, he's outstanding in this role. He's a Shakespearean actor, and he's very affected, and he has their relationship is unconventional. I'll leave it at that, and that sort of that unfolds. But is caring for her, and he tries to shield her.
Yeah.
Right. From these things, and but it is, in fact, you know, it is certainly a comedy, and but of course with the assembled talent here, they're able to carry this off quite nicely, and there's a bit of pathos as well, but it's not overdone. Sure. This is a good film, and this is a fun film, and you should see it.
So Hugh Grant, I think you brought up he was in another movie recently, and so I probably asked this question. He had a kind of a hiatus, and then all of a sudden is starting to show up again. So
well, he did. He had some, and then he had some a run of some bad films.
Yeah,
and he said publicly that he was most likely going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't enjoying it very much. He insists that he is not a very passionate. He's not passionate about acting. Was growing a little weary of it. But judging from this performance, he has rediscovered his enthusiasm, and hopefully he'll stick around.
Cool. And Meryl Streep was the witch in what was the
Into
music
the wood.
In the wood Into the Wood, right? So we saw her in her performance. So now we can juxtapose that with this other one that you're explaining.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really quite a remarkable story.
Mm-hmm.
That this woman, because she, and we learn some other things about her,
right.
And you know, these things, but you know, which I won't divulge. But
sure,
yeah, it really succeeds. It really does succeed on all those fronts.
And then, and I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, excuse me. But you know, it certainly is. I mean, it succeeds at the delicate task of, you know, people are viewing this woman and she, as a laughing stock,
mm-hmm.
and yet you feel for her and you don't, you know, and it works. The audience will want in some way, I think, to protect her as well.
That's a skill right there, because if that doesn't communicate through the film, this is a bomb.
Right. Yeah. Precisely. If, you know, you real. But as I said, Stephen Frears and company really succeed in that. You want to protect. You do not want to see this very, very deluded, very decent woman. You don't want to see her hurt.
Right. So let me reach
and
for
you,
the.
But you can also laugh at how horribly she thinks, and that's not an easy feat to.
Let me reach for the basement here. So we as a society for the last, I guess, 12 years. Have watched the beginnings of American Idol, and we've been exposed to that, where these people come on the stage for their 2 minutes. Some of them fascinatingly great, and some of them
fascinating in how egregious they are. Yeah,
yeah, and then so yeah, other ones that are as just as delusional as this person is.
Yeah, but just as self-deluded, I suppose. Yeah, okay, there's a place to start. I have never seen an episode of that particular program.
Well, it's the same thing. It's very cringeworthy at certain points.
Yeah, I understand that's part of the appeal, and I do understand that oftentimes the people that are just beyond lacking talent, who seem to be elsewhere.
Yeah.
Are insistent that they are in fact remarkably talented.
Yeah, and offended by the fact
film,
that they've been turned away. Yes.
Yeah, in this film, she has a vocal coach, and she's she's a socialite. She's wealthy, so she can they can pay these people well enough to go along with the charade.
Oh man!
But then when she decides very kind-hearted and in a very genuine way. She's like, I'm going to give a performance for the men in uniform, and she gives away free tickets, and they all show up, and it's not. But as I said, it's also a fun movie, and people should see it.
Cool. All right. Great. What's streaming this week?
The Jungle Book, PG.
Okay.
Directed by Jon Favreau. We have Neil Fethi as Mowgli, Bill Murray as Baloo, Ben Kingsley, Idris Elba, Christopher Walken, Scarlett Johansson. Okay, we're familiar with the story of Mowgli and Baloo, and he's a kid, and he gets raised by wolves, and then Shere Khan wants to devour him. and we got snakes and we got bears. And what we have, this film, what Jon Favreau et al. Has done and what I read is that they wanted to keep, you know, the elements, obviously, of the original story, but also to keep some elements of the Disney version that so many people know,
mm-hmm.
which they've done.
Right.
And this succeeds. This is CGI. This entire, almost entire universe is CGI, but this succeeds very well in that.
Mm-hmm.
It is not, it, you know, it's... It